Hello, this is AM 590 The Answer with your host, Anthony Patrick, Roadmap on Real Estate. My companies are New Harvest Ventures, LLC, and New Harvest Realty, Inc. Our BRE number is 020-13694. You can reach us at 909-694-2221 or email me personally at anthony@anthonypatrick.net with any real estate questions or concerns. With me on my show today is my beautiful wife, Mindy. Mindy, do you want to talk about the real estate part of our company?
Absolutely. It would be my honor. Hello, listeners. I am Mindy with New Harvest Realty, and we want to thank you all who have called and emailed us. If I can help you find or sell your home, give me a call at 909-297-0425 or email me at mindy@newharvestrealty.com. Don't forget, if you're a senior and your desire is to sell your home as is and cash out quickly, we can help. Or maybe a senior whose home is turnkey and you would like to maximize your profit, we also can help. Our guest today is Stacy Barry Conley from JMJ Financial. Welcome, Stacy.
Welcome, Stacy. Thank you for coming on our show and to talk about your company. So, Stacy, before we get started, I think you have a few kids and a wonderful, 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 wonderful husband that we all love, an awesome guy. And if men could follow his lead and be half the husband he is, it'd be a better world to live in. So maybe you want to talk about your family before we start.
Good morning, both of you. And thank you so very much for having me on today. First of all, my husband is absolutely amazing. He is a godsend and a dream come true for my boys and I. It's my second marriage, and it was everything and anything I could have ever dreamed it would be. I have four amazing kids. I have a 21-year-old son who is a commercial diver. I have a 17-year-old son who is an honor student at Chino Hills High School and actually right now preparing to get his permit. Excuse me, he has his permit, but his license to be an airplane pilot.
Wow.
My baby boy, he just turned 16 on Sunday, and he's a little entrepreneur. He actually won Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce third place for an invention last week. And then my baby girl, Addie, is almost 16. And she is loving life, and her desire is to be a teacher. So we're all over here doing a lot.
All right, great. So go ahead and tell us a little bit about your company and how long you've been in the business.
So my company is JMJ Financial. I really believe that they are the best. I worked for a few, and I went back to them after I had left for about a year and a half. I've been in the business doing home loans for 9 years, and started in 2011, got licensed in 2012, and I absolutely love what I do. And in 2014 through 2015, I was in the Scotsman's Guide for being the top loan officer in California. I was number 7. Since then, I'm still in the top 100, but I absolutely love what I do.
And could you do me a favor? Can you give us the website and how they can reach you too?
Yes, jmj.me. Scroll down to see Stacy Barry.
Great, great. Thank you again. So just before we get started, I'm going to ask you some questions about, you know, dealing with the COVID and loans. But at the end of the day, we decided to do this radio show to help you understand, just have a better understanding what real estate's about and to give us a call. And thank you for your guys' calls and your questions. We're here to help you. We're like, you know, like the reach out people, and just reach out to us. Like I said, we'll get your question answered. And if not, we can guide you to the right lawyers or tax people or whoever you need. So again, I do buy houses for cash. So if you want to sell your house to me, you can give me a call again, but we're here to help. And that's the bottom line. So the name of our show is Lending During the COVID Pandemic. I know a lot of us are stuck at home or, you know, working from home, and it's just, you know, your kids are there, and, you know, it's brought us closer together too, but I know there's, it's annoying at sometimes, and we all need to get out. So we're going to be talking about, again, lending during the COVID pandemic. So my first question to you, Stacy, is how is the loan market going right now? And is it still strong?
The loan market right now is still actually pretty strong. We are having quite a few challenges, and the banks are backing out, not wanting to do as much lending as they have been doing. But if you're still a solid buyer with a solid down payment, it's still happening for you. The biggest downturn right now is not a lot of cash out refis, which is to be expected. But other than that, we're not seeing really much change.
So are they taking longer, the loans?
We were about, I would say, in January, we were able to close a loan in 14 days. And now we're right there at 21 to 25. So it is taking almost double the amount of time that we were using, but we're still getting them closed in 30 days.
Great. Now, what time of, I know there's loans out there. I know as far as now, remember, I'm talking about regular traditional loans with you today. But as an investor, I know a large bit of hard money lenders have gone, almost 19. So I know different type of loans have gone away. How about in your industry? What type of loan have you seen go away?
So we had the non-QM loan, which was more for independent contractors. Still falls under normal lending practices for us, but it's gone. A lot of the down payment assistance loans right now currently have been completely halted. They're not doing those. We only have CalHAFA right now. And a lot of the loans that we were able to do down to 580 FICO scores are also gone. We're not able to do FHA under 640, and most conventional loans where we used to be able to do between 640 and 680, those are also gone. You have to have a 680 or above. And the biggest impact we're seeing right now with loans that are gone are home equity lines of credit. Those have been completely halted.
Why do you see that though? Like, why would you, as you know, us as a consumer, it's like, why have they been, you know, that's when people need it the most. You know what I mean? Like, hey, I'm not working. Is that the reason? I mean, I'm thinking about it right now. It's like, I'm not working. I'm going to take a loan, you know, a line of credit out to use to pay my bills. But that's what it's usually for, to, you know, have something like that. But my bottom line is, why are you seeing that?
Home equity lines of credit are traditionally used for home improvements, to go on a vacation, to build a pool, to add onto your home, to do some upgrades, things like that. When people start saying, I'm going to use it because I might not have a job for 3 months, the banks get worried. We're going to now overextend and overlend. We're already concerned about you not paying your first. Now we're going to include a second on your home as well. And the banks are just, any type of a cash out right now, they're really just holding tight to their money and making sure the equity that you do have stays there.
Great. So are there new guidelines? Like, have the guidelines become stricter since the pandemic? I mean, is there more things in place?
Yes. There's a lot more overlays now than we had prior to the pandemic, and they're strictly coming straight from our banks. Bank of America, Wells Fargo, including Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and Penny Mac, which is our FHA kind. Right now, they're holding a lot of their money back. And in fact, they're holding so much back that we're having to do a lot of overlays in which we didn't do 30 days or 60 days, or of course 90 days ago, where before we were able to do a 640 FICO score with no additional charge. And now they have a 1 to 1.5 point cost just to do a standard FHA loan with a 640 FICO score, because you're now a greater risk than you were 90 days ago.
So here's one for you. Maybe there's right now someone on the radio show listening, and the husband's FICO score is maybe 630 and the wife's is 700, hypothetically, and they're buying the house together. Is that a little obstacle or a challenge? Like, do they have to go raise the husband's score? Because sometimes the husband goes, buys a Harley Davidson and misses payments. I mean, they buy it under his name. He buys it under, look, hon, I bought this for us to ride together. The word us. But anyways, and it's just one of those things. So how does that make a, you know, something happen to the loan itself, or what do they have to do?
Well, on an FHA loan, we do have to take the other spouse's credit, whatever they're owing, their payments, but we don't actually have to take their FICO score if we're not going to put them on the loan. We just have to make sure that the borrower that's going to qualify, we take the co-borrower's debt, because we live in California, it's a community property state, but their FICO score is not something that we're going to actually use. On a conventional loan, we can use just one borrower, the wife or the husband. And then as long as we're not using the other spouse's income, we're able to help them as well with that and not even look at the other borrower.
I see. Now, here's one. What's the process now, since you have to do it at home and you can't even meet with your clients? So are you doing Zoom meetings, calls? And like, what's a little process that you're going through now?
Yes, I'm actually doing Zoom meetings and FaceTime calls quite often throughout the day, just so we can still have that human interaction. It's so important that people know that you're real. You're not just a caller on the phone. We also have an incredible app that our company rolled out about 3.5 weeks ago. And they've been working on it for a while, but they rolled it out faster just because of what's going on with the COVID pandemic. And we're able to do an online application and then have them upload all of their documents. just via this app. It's completely secure, and it's taking our turn time from about 72 hours to get you pre-approved to less than 12.
And I just want to let our radio station listeners understand that, you know, it takes time. And in order to start making offers on a house, you need to have with Stacy, you have to be with her and be approved. Remember that. You have to be approved, because if you're making an offer on a house and you're not approved, it's not going to happen at all. So that's one of the big concerns. So, hey, Stacy, hey, thank you for that. You know, I'm telling you, didn't it go by fast? So, Mindy, take us out to the break, please.
Absolutely. You have been listening to Anthony Patrick Roadmap on Real Estate. Thank you for tuning in. We will be right back after the break to talk more about lending during the COVID pandemic.
Hello, this is Anthony Patrick, the owner of New Harvest Ventures and New Harvest Realty. I've been blessed to be a real estate investor and mentor for 15 years here in Southern California. I've learned the art of flipping houses from the ground floor as I started as a handyman. I've helped hundreds of people across the country achieve success in the real estate industry by sharing with them what I have learned. God has blessed my beautiful wife, Mindy, and me with our marriage of 25 years and our real estate business. We are excited to share all we have learned by helping others with their real estate needs. Tune into my new show, Roadmap on Real Estate, Sundays at 2:30 p.m. If you need help in any way with real estate or any questions about investing in real estate, please give me a call at 909-694-2221. Again, that's 909-694-2221. Or go to my website at newharvestventuresllc.com. Or you know what? Email me at anthonypatrick@anthonypatrick.net.
AM 590, The Answer.
Welcome back to Anthony Patrick Roadmap on Real Estate. If you're just joining in, our topic today is lending during the COVID pandemic with our special guest today, Stacy Barry Conley. On our first segment of the show, we went over how is the loan market going right now due to the COVID-19? And is the market still strong? Also, what type of loans have gone away due to the pandemic? Thirdly, have the guidelines become stricter since the pandemic?
Thank you, hon. So, Stacy, I'm going to ask you some more questions here. And again, from an investor point of view, I've kind of slowed down myself personally, because people don't realize as an investor, I'm buying a house cash for $300,000. I'm expecting a profit within 3 to 4 months. Actually 4 months, because I'm doing not a first-time home buyer. So you have the 90-day flip rule into effect. I can't sell my house until the 91st day and put it in escrow. If your listeners don't understand the 90-day flip rule. But at the end of the day, now, you know, we still have an election year. Houses are still supposed to drop because we're within that 12 years now. And as an investor, we think because we're making a profit. Now, someone buying a home today doesn't worry, because they're going to live in the house for the next 10 to 15 years. So it's an investment. And we know in California, it always comes up. So what are you seeing with the market as far as, you know, loans, and are homes still selling?
I'm actually seeing home selling quite fast right now. When I'm talking to buyers, they're up against 5, 6, 7 offers. So that's a really good strategy for us, for our buyers, because when we do the pre-approvals, we're actually doing a full approval. We're good. Their loan is ready to go. We're just missing an appraisal, missing a home inspection. So it's on the terms of the home, not on terms of my buyer. And we're trying to do that so then we could be up and center, front and center, so the borrowers are ready to go. And when the seller looks at their home, they're going to be more compared to someone like yourself that's a cash buyer, because we're ready.
So one of the things too, I want to tell people also, when you're in escrow, that means you're starting the process to purchase your house. Could you tell them one thing not to do, Stacy, what a lot of them want to do before they get into that house?
Oh, geez. Buy nothing, please. Charge nothing. Co-sign for no one. Please do not spend your money.
And that's why, because don't they have something? And you guys know right away, like something comes to you, right? Like a little bell, or I don't know what it is, but you know.
We have a credit alert system that tells us that your credit has been ran or that you purchased something. even such as my client a few months ago who thought he could buy it because it was 12 months, no financing.
Wow.
No financial, but no payments. And that's not the case. It's still considered your debt, which the debt to income ratios right now, we have to really watch and be mindful of that.
Right. Thank you. I just wanted to make sure because I see so many loans like that. They can work around it, but it takes longer. So here's probably one of the questions that everyone's waiting for you to answer. What are the interest rates right now? And do you think they're going to continue to go down or go up? Or what do you predict?
So interest rates right now are incredible. We just locked in a VA loan yesterday for 2.75%. We locked in an actual conventional loan for 3.25% and another loan for 2.99%. They're insane right now. Very, very low. And that's at no additional cost.
So that's why people are buying homes. I mean, like, you know, think about this. You're buying a home, an interest rate at 2.99%. You're going to live at the house and that's fixed. That means it's going to stay that way. And it's not ballooning or doing anything. It's staying that way. So my thing is, they got to understand that, hey, my payment, even if my house drops hypothetically $25,000, $50,000, who cares? You're living in there for the next 15 years. So, and we're in California. Our houses are like a little roller coaster up and down, but it's usually up all the time. So that's why houses are still flying off the charts right now. But again, for an investor, we don't know down the line, and that's what we're scared of. But traditional loans, I see it going. So you just touched on VAs. So, Mindy, I know you have a lot of clients that you work with because we help the VAs and stuff like that. And what about first responders? I mean, could you tell us a little bit about that? Because I know you do. Like, I think, Stacey, 30% of your companies, that you do a bunch of stuff with VAs, if I'm correct.
Yes, that's correct. We do a lot of business with VA. Veterans are where my heart is. My husband is a 21-year Army vet. I was in the Navy for almost 5 years, and it's just where we are. We want to be able to give back to the people that we believe give all. So we're very, very big on VA. When I went to my bosses, I explained that where my heart was at. They got quickly approved of VA back in 2014, and we haven't stopped. We are a very big lender for VA in California.
Now, could you do me a favor, please? I bet you there's a lot of veterans that don't even know, because I know I've talked to a few that they don't even know what a VA loan is. So can you touch a little bit more strongly on that? Because I like a VA, like, you know what I mean? They don't understand. You know what I mean? No one, sure. Like, they didn't. So could you touch a little bit more on that?
Of course. VA loans are actually my favorite loans of all because of the terms of them. It's going to be the best rate, the easiest to qualify for, and with 0% down. And a lot of times either us or the seller will pay for your closing costs. So you technically can get in for nothing, which is amazing, especially because our vets, I don't feel, are paid as much as they should be paid. But when our veterans get into these new homes, they also have what's called a VA funding fee. The VA funding fee, if you have any type of a disability through VA of a minimum of 10%, you don't even have a funding fee, which is in terms of an upfront mortgage insurance. Where on FHA, you're paying monthly mortgage insurance of anywhere from $150 to $300 a month because you're putting minimum down. On VA, you don't have any type of monthly mortgage insurance, but you do have a VA funding fee up front, which percentage rates change varying if you've already used your VA before or if you haven't. But if you have a 10% disability, you have a zero funding fee.
So
and
you just
for the better ones.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off, but you just said something. You said, how many VA loans can you take out? Because you said, I heard you say that. And so could you do it twice?
You can do it multiple times. You just can't own two at the same time without extreme circumstances, which means you own a home in Texas and your orders just changed to California. Then we can get you a new VA loan in California because your other home is in Texas. You can't buy a VA loan in Chino and then another VA loan in Ontario.
I see. So does VA... Okay, but does VA help with any type of rental properties or anything like that? No, it's just for them, right? No. To help them get established. Am I correct?
Yes, correct. Primary residences only.
So, okay. So here's something. What makes your company, stand out? I mean, there's a bunch of companies out there. The reason I have a lot of my guests on here, because I know we do business with them, and I'm honored to have them on show, but we do work with them because you got to weed it out on every company and stuff like that. And we have, and again, everybody I deal with, to each his own, but we're all Christian-based organizations. We're here to help you because there's just a lot of people are for the quick buck, in and out, the quick buck. So my thing is, what brings your company and makes it better than the rest?
For me, it's our heart, because I am a vet myself. So up front, we always have to charge for an appraisal, and we cover that cost for our vets because we don't want them to be without that. It's $600 for a VA appraisal, and we're covering those costs up front to make sure that we're helping our veteran families, again, with the 0% down, 0% out of pocket, and standing behind what the VA was representing on purchase of a home loan. We also expedite everything and to make sure that we're able to create a smooth process where most lenders are closing VA loans in 45 to 60 days. We're still holding strong at 25.
Wow, Stacy, that was very informative. That was a lot of good nuggets that people probably didn't even know existed out there. That's what really makes your company stand out from the rest. That's an honor.
So again, your final thoughts, and then we'll, it's almost over. I told you this goes fast again, but
it goes super fast.
So can you tell us your final thoughts about VA loans, and then how they reach your company? And, if they're looking to get a loan, what do they have to get ready?
So if you're looking to call me, just call me 909-247-6103. It's the best way to call me, text me. I also have my email, sberry@jmj.me. And we're here. We love our vets. We love our borrowers. A VA loan, again, is amazing. Another thing to touch on, if you're 100% disabled, in the state of California, you get almost $300,000 of the first part of your property taxes at zero charge because you're 100% disabled. That's amazing. And most VA clients don't know that either. And we help you pass the point of your loan closing. We're here. We're your lender for life. As a whole for lenders and for loans, I want to see people just wanting to get qualified, wanting to talk about the process. Is it better for you to buy than currently rent? Where are you at? Most cases, people are going to pay the same for a home that they're going to purchase through you and Mindy than they are going to have for a rental. And that's what's a big deal because, and it's proven, 70% more children will go to college when their parents own their own home. It's the stability factor of not having to constantly be moving or worried about the landlord making them move. Just reach out to me. I'm here to help you with any and all of your questions. And if you want to talk, if you just want to chat and see what your options are, I'm here. This is what I do, and I absolutely love working for my clients.
Right. So again, could you tell us how they get a hold of you and your company's name?
JMJ Financial, Stacy Berry Conley. My phone number is 909-247-6103.
Thank you, Stacy. And again, thank you for coming on our radio show. And just to let the listeners know out there, hey, if you're homeless and you're looking for help, give us a call. My number is 909-694-2221, and we'll steer you in the right direction. We deal with over 13 different organizations to help you out. And that leads me to next show. We're going to have Ron Griffin. He's going to be talking about how you can reach out to him. And we help the homeless of San Bernardino County. Again, I think they have like $20 million to help out the homeless there. So you have my number. Give me a call. I know you have a cell phone. So, hon, take us out. Thank you again, Stacy. God bless and make it a great day.
Thank you.
Thank you, Stacy. And I know your company, your colleagues, they're just as good as you are. So you're in good hands. Reach out to Stacy today. Thank you. Join us next week on Sunday at 10 a.m. and 2:30 p.m. This is AM 590, The Answer with Anthony Patrick, Roadmap on Real Estate from New Harvest Ventures and New Harvest Realty. You can reach us at 909-694-2221. If you're looking to buy or sell your home, give me a call. 909-297-0425. God bless, pay it forward, and be kind to others.
Hello, this is Anthony Patrick, the owner of New Harvest Ventures and New Harvest Realty. I've been blessed to be a real estate investor and mentor for 15 years here in Southern California. I've learned the art of flipping houses from the ground floor as I started as a handyman. I've helped hundreds of people across the country achieve success in the real estate industry by sharing with them what I have learned. God has blessed my beautiful wife, Mindy, and me with our marriage of 25 years and our real estate business. We are excited to share all we have learned by helping others with their real estate needs. Tune into my new show, Roadmap on Real Estate, Sundays at 2:30 p.m. If you need help in any way with real estate or any questions about investing in real estate, please give me a call at 909-694-2221. Again, that's 909-694-2221. Or go to my website at newharvestventuresllc.com. or you know what? Email me at anthonypatrick@anthonypatrick.net.